Scientists at the University of Michigan say you are right if you think allergy season is getting worse and lasting longer. Climate change makes trees and plants produce more pollen and start earlier. The bad news is that it will continue to get worse. The Michigan researchers say allergy season in the United States used to start around the middle of March. Now, however, especially in the warmer southeastern part of the country, it starts about 1 month earlier. If climate change continues at its current pace, it might start around January 1 by the year 21,000. If, however, reductions in greenhouse gas are put in place, the sneezing would start closer to the end of January. Around the world, about 30% of people suffer from pollen allergies. Among children in the U.S., that number is about 40%. Yingxiao Zhang is lead author of this study, recently published in the journal Nature Communications. He said sneezing and runny noses associated with allergies cause people to miss work and spend more money on healthcare. The lost days of work hurt global economies. There are also about 25 million Americans with a condition known as asthma, which can make breathing difficult. Allergy season is extra hard for them. A longer allergy season in the future could cause problems, said Amir Sapkota, a professor from the University of Maryland. He was not involved in the Michigan study. Those in the southeastern U.S. will have more problems due to the warming climate, said Allison Steiner, who worked on the study. In addition, those in the northwestern U.S. will see elder tree pollen start much sooner. People in Texas sensitive to cypress tree pollen will notice a change. Other people who react to pollen from certain grasses and ragweed will also notice a difference in coming years, Zhang said. Bill Anderegg is a biologist and climate scientist at the University of Utah. He was not involved in the study. He said the new study notes that the next pollen increase will be twice as large as the increase since 1990. He called the Michigan study important. He also said the pollen increase will have serious health consequences.